WTAW News Time, 7 minutes after 6. The temperature is 70. Details of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news. Good morning, I'm Bill Oliver. The last leg of widening Highway 21 east of Bryan is almost completed. For some motorists, that'll mean one more inconvenience. TxDOT says starting this morning, access on and off 21 to and from Democrat Road near Curtin will be blocked for the next 3 to 4 weeks. This Thursday, members of the Bryan Fire and College Station Police Departments will receive the Star of Texas Award. For the last 10 years, the honor has gone to first responders who have died or have been seriously injured in the line of duty. This year's honorees include the Bryan firemen killed and critically injured in the Knights of Columbus Hall fire, Eric Wallace, Greg Picker, Ricky Manti, and Mitch Moran. This year's recognition also includes College Station policeman Justin Elke, who was seriously injured by gunfire during the Fidelity Street shootings in August of last year that killed three people. A College Station couple is accused of breaking into at least three self-storage units earlier, I should say, into being... A College Station couple accused of victimizing at least three customers of a self-storage unit in College Station earlier this year, then selling thousands of dollars of merchandise to local pawn and resale stores. 36-year-old Joanne Spurgeon has been in jail since April, accused of illegal use of a credit card owned by an elderly person. 32-year-old David Vinny entered a plea agreement to the credit card charge and was sentenced to 10 years in prison. The new accusations were reported to College Station Police by three victims who found some of their property at pawn shops and retail stores. According to the arrest report, detectives found 47 pawn transactions were made by the co-defendants between January and May of this year, and 33 items were sold to one store in one transaction. Store management was told by Vinny and Spurgeon they were instructed to clean out the storage units. Detectives say they could confirm the couple took furniture, electronics, and toys belonging to three of the 12 victims at the former A1 Mini Storage on Welburn Road. There's been an arrest and the theft of a tip jar from a Northgate bar. College Station policeman on bicycle patrol shortly after closing time Saturday morning was stopped by a witness who saw the theft from the upstairs bar at Basil Whippets. 20-year-old George Smith Jr. of Southlake is accused of struggling with an employee during which the glass jar broke. The employee received a cut deep enough to require emergency room treatment. Smith, who several employees said is a frequent customer, was arrested for stealing the jar, which contained $114, along with public intoxication and resisting transport to jail. One of two men accused of alleged July armed bank robbery in Bryan's in custody. Police report 42-year-old Brian Champion of Houston turned himself into Harris County authorities. Still on the run, 27-year-old Eric Portis Jr. of Calvert. The pair is charged with the July 30th holdup at the Commerce National Bank on East 29th. Portis also wanted for a carjacking and attempted kidnapping that preceded the robbery. A pair of 18-year-olds from Bryan in jail after bragging about committing three burglaries earlier this year at the Lake Bryan Ice House and storage sheds. Surveillance video also assisted investigators in identifying Justin Contreras and Elijah Murray, who are accused of stealing more than $5,000, causing more than $5,000 in property damage and taking $1,000 in property. A federal court's ordered Texas to use political maps drawn up by the legislature this year for holding next year's elections on a temporary basis.
The three-judge panel's ruling gives both sides in the lawsuit over Texas's voting maps a reason to claim victory. The court denied the state's request to throw out the lawsuit brought by civil rights groups who said the legislature intentionally discriminated against minorities in 2011 and needs federal supervision. But the court also ordered the state to use maps that the legislature adopted in 2013. They closely mirror maps the court drew up for the 2012 elections. Civil rights groups had wanted the court to draw new maps, but that would have delayed the March 4th primary elections. Scott West, TSN News.
The Obama administration continues to promote American military force against the Syrian government. Congressman Bill Forbes of Bryan continues his opposition, pointing out at his town hall meeting last week that other areas of the Middle East are dangerous to the United States.
We left Iraq in a hurry, and Iraq is in a destabilized state. We haven't gotten involved in Iran, and Iran is still a clear and present danger to the United States. It's in our strategic interest to pay attention to what's going on in Iran. We're letting them to continue to build weapons of mass destruction and terrorism. Then I look at Egypt. Our president decided to encourage people to throw Mubarak out. And look at the instability we've had in Egypt. Look how many thousands have died in Egypt.
And with a missile attack, Forrest says you don't know what they'll be hitting.
You don't know if you're going to hit friend or foe. I don't think we have any friends. I think they're all foes.
Secretary of State John Kerry says they're distributing videos from a chemical weapons attack, and the White House chief of staff was on five interview shows yesterday. Bidding for a Texas license plate reading 12th man now has hit $35,000. Kim Drummond at MyPlates.com talked about why the plate is so popular.
I saw very quickly that the message 12th man is worth way more to the state of Texas than our regular advertising prices. So what better way to find out what that's worth than to put it up for auction?
When the auction closes later this week, 3 days from now, it'll be the most expensive license plate ever sold in Texas. And in Lubbock, Lee Smithwick knew something was weird when a sprinkler disappeared. As he was watering his lawn, a hole opened up in his yard. The sprinkler ended up in a tunnel that collapsed. Texas Tech historians think that tunnel was constructed after a rail line was extended in the early 1900s. WTAW News Time, 12 after 6. The temperature is 70. More news at 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. If you're looking for the best selection of bargain-priced vehicles, stop by Varsity Used in Bryan today. These vehicles move fast, so don't delay. We have all makes and models of quality pre-owned vehicles priced at $10,000 or less. Write a check or let one of our many lenders assist with financing. But you must hurry in now for the best selection. There's no better time to own a bargain-priced pre-owned vehicle from Varsity Used. Come see us at 2300 State Highway 21 in Bryan. Call 979-778-3444. 408 or visit varsitypreowned.com.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we have a wide selection of batteries, chargers, and accessories for nearly every cell and smartphone. Our helpful experts can test your cell phone battery, and if you need a new one, they can help you find the perfect replacement. They'll even recycle your old battery for you. So come to Batteries Plus Bulbs and let us turn your cell phone frown upside down. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has the largest selection of batteries for cell phones and smartphones, located in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
The hot weather pattern that's locked in across the state since the beginning of the month continues. Lots of sunshine. There could be an isolated storm this afternoon. High is going to be 95 to 100. It'll be clear and warm tonight. Lows will be down to about 73 to 78. Tomorrow we'll have sunshine. We could see an isolated thunderstorm during the day. Highs around 95. Tomorrow night becoming partly cloudy with lows near 75. Sunshine Wednesday, maybe an isolated storm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Johnny Manziel speaketh to the media if. After the football game, we get you caught there. Also, high school football action and a whole lot more going on in sports. Plus, the NFL started play this weekend. All that, we'll do it for you about 6:50.
Yeah, hey, I got a question to Kevin about Manziel's questions.
Yeah.
Did they include why he had to have teammates restrain him after a touchdown where he was ready to start taunting?
I think it had more to do with where it was done. At least that was the general consistency because it was so deep into the end zone, the guy tried to strip the ball away from him.
Well, they made contact. That's what I think it was about, really. And, I don't know, it seemed to be a high hit. But, again,
just curious.
Yeah, that's the reason. It really was. It was more the guy
trying to get all this in context.
If I would have been a player, I'd have come back at the guy after that one.
Well, to me, that was the only suspense on Saturday night.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. Actually, last year's game with Sam Houston was a pretty dirty game.
Yeah, it was pretty chippy.
There were a lot of cheap shots by the Sam Houston players last year. That didn't necessarily happen this time, but again, since some of those guys know each other, shall we say, and one of them's playing for a bigger school than the other.
Well, there were several that used to play here that don't anymore.
A few of those, yeah. So, yeah, the National Football League begins on a sad note, I guess. I couldn't expect the Cowboys to be winless this year, but see, they lucked out last night and won over the New York Football Giants. But, you know, aside from that, the fact that Bruno Mars is going to be singing at Super Bowl makes it all worthwhile, right?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for stealing that thunder. I was going to add that later to the cast.
You know, when things disappear in Florida, it's just your random sinkhole. I like the idea that we're talking about, what did you say, like a railroad thing?
A railroad tunnel extension.
I mean, that's pretty cool. In Lubbock.
Of all places. And it can't be blamed on fracking.
Why would you? Yeah.
Not yet.
Why would you need a railroad tunnel in Lubbock? I mean, I can't imagine. It's not like you got to burrow through a mountain because they don't have them out there. You know, that part of Texas, the state tree is a telephone pole.
I thought it was a tumbleweed.
Well, yeah, yeah. You can stand on a rock and see tomorrow, as they always say out there in West Texas. But anyhow, I just it's kind of interesting. I was not going to use the story, but I guess I will, just simply because the language was so disgusting. But apparently an Italian restaurant opened in Amarillo and then did not do very well. And
gee, imagine.
Yeah,
that.
Well, so they closed, and the guy left very, 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 very colorful language on the goodbye note. And the thing is, then they get up on Facebook to say that they didn't do that. Well, actually, it was taped to the inside of a locked door, so there's a pretty good chance that they did.
Yuh-huh.
But what the guy said was that he had to keep arguing with people about what real Italian food was. I mean, in Amarillo, you're having this discussion? And obviously, we've seen that here because the restaurant that for years has won Best Italian Restaurant is a chain, so it's not like that's unusual.
Right.
People don't exactly understand what real Italian food is. But nonetheless, they contacted the owner, and he said he didn't do that, but they did close up the store because they're going to reopen in Lubbock.
Bigger city.
Amarillo to Lubbock. Yeah, that's a real cultural divide there.
It's a country song is what it is.
Info.
You ain't got no Italian barbecue in here? What kind of place is this? Back where I come from, that Chef Boyard, he did a good job.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's real hard to get them noodles to stay on the grill, though.
That's real Italian food.
Aerofit Health and Fitness is growing again with the opening of their fifth location on Longmire. The all-new Aerofit will showcase amenities totally new to College Station. And in celebration of Aerofit's new club, you can take advantage of their pre-opening rate of just $24.95 per month if you join any location by September 30th. Text the word Aerofit to 87365 for a virtual tour and 7-day pass. Call 485-9999, click aerofitclubs.com, or stop by the Preview Center on Longmire across from Kroger.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 6:20 already. My goodness.
I'll hurry.
Yeah, no, that's we're really okay.
Okay.
Let's see. It is day 252, meaning we have 113 left. And over here I have the exciting things that today are, which would be National Boss Employee Exchange Day. I'm not sure what that means. Does that mean we go in and tell Ben we've got it from here?
Gosh, that's even too long for Hallmark, isn't it?
Hey, yeah. Good luck with that, walking down the hall thing.
Yeah. Okay, we got it. It's good. I got it. It's also Teddy Bear Day. That's nice. It's Pampers Day. I don't know why. It's Substitute Teacher Appreciation Day.
There we go.
Man, they're calling in the substitutes already. That's not a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then also, finally, it's National Dance Line Day. Now, see, that needs to be celebrated on a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. Doing that on a Monday just doesn't work. So, anyway.
I would agree wholeheartedly.
Go dance out there in a line or something. Birthdays.
Julie Gonzalo is 32. She's Rebecca on The New Dallas. Ah. Michelle Williams is 33 from Brokeback Mountain and actually dated Heath Ledger. Michael Bublé's birthday today. He's 38.
He was a recent daddy, wasn't he?
I believe that is correct, sir. Uh-huh. Goran Visnjic is 41 years old from ER.
That was a one-hit wonder for him, wasn't it?
I believe that is correct. Eric Stoneson is 42 from Modern Family. He's Cameron. Henry Thomas is 42. He was Elliot in E.T. Rachel Hunter's 40.
What? Went to Blinn.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and I think his picture was in the chicken for quite a while. Yeah, but anyway, he's gone back to acting, I think.
Rachel Hunter, 44. Adam Sandler's 47. Mm-hmm. Constance Marie is 48. She was the wife in the George Lopez Show. To Forgive Is Human.
To Air Divine.
To Air Divine, yes.
Mm.
Yeah, Hugh Grant, 53 today. Angela Cartwright, 61 years old from Lost in Space. She was Penny.
Mm-hmm.
The keyboard non-talking Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics, 61. Tom Wopat.
Oh, yeah.
Luke Duke.
And anything else?
He's done quite a bit on Broadway, surprisingly.
Yeah, okay. And a few country songs, too, along with Mr. Schneider.
Mm-hmm. But I actually saw him on Broadway, and it was really pretty good.
Okay.
In Chicago. He's 62. Joe Theismann.
Actually, Theismann.
Theismann.
Theismann, and then they changed the name of the pronunciation of his last name for hopes he could win the Heisman.
Theismann.
Yeah, anyway. And he's the one who gave us the Einstein guy, right?
And the worst cringe of all time in football history.
Yeah.
He's 64, and Doug Engel is 67. He's the guy that sang In the God of Davida.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
From Iron Butterfly.
Pretty much be his claim to fame.
Well, without question.
The bathroom song for all disc jockeys. 623.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so we have the latest jobs report for August that shows that the president's domestic policies are failing the economy. We added 169,000 jobs in August, anemic numbers, but more people continue to leave the labor force, which is a huge problem for any future economic growth. In fact, the labor force participation rate is 63.2%, the lowest level since 1978. To give you some perspective, when Obama took office in January of 2009, the rate was 65.7%. We have nearly 10 million Americans having left the labor force since Obama took office. Now, those estimates, if we had the same labor force participation rate, that means unemployment would be 10.8%. Some recovery.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Gear up for fall and save big at John Deere. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new compact and select 5D and 5E open station tractors. Plus, get $750 off new 3E tractors when you buy two implements. Gear up and save today. Offer ends October 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Find the Sioux Falls Prater location nearest you online at cptractor.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Here's an OTC business profile from SpotlightStock.com. Refill Energy, ticker symbol REFG. Refill Energy is expanding the legitimate market for medical marijuana by providing supply and distribution technology mandated by many of the states that have legalized it. REFG's technology ensures regulation compliance, allowing producers and providers to meet growing demands. REFG has potential for growth. Talk to your broker about Refill Energy or enter ticker symbol REFG. See SpotlightStock.com for full disclaimer.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
It's 6:25, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Well, you know, it looks like it's going to be warm again today. It's pretty nice outside, really, right now, if you, you know, going for that kind of thing, 70 degrees. Did get a little bit of a shower around for different people yesterday. And, of course, it looked Saturday like we're going to get a ton of rain, and they did in Milliken. And if you live in Milliken, I guess that's pretty good news. But still, with the afternoon heating, there's a chance of some showers out there all week long. High temperatures right around 100, low temperatures around 78. But, again, right now, pretty nice. It's 70 degrees out there. The Dow Jones Report brought to you by Debbie Davis, now helping you invest in your future with financial advice, making sense of the financial world. Call today for your free financial consultation, 979-220-3018, 401ks, mutual funds, and all types of investments.
Business economists weigh in. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Forecasters still expect the economy to be growing at a 3% annual rate by next spring. Members of the National Association for Business Economics say low inflation and improving employment should make the 3% growth rate a reality by the second quarter. NABE members put the likelihood the Federal Reserve will trim its bond purchases next year at 80%, but see just a 45% chance the tapering will start this year. Procter & Gamble is going to take the sneaky approach to raising diaper prices. Parents won't pay any more for packages of Loves or Pampers, but they'll have to buy more often. P&G is going to put fewer diapers in each box. Riddick debuted in first place at the movie theater box offices over the weekend. The Universal Pictures release took in nearly $19 million. Ticket sales for the Weinstein Company's The Butler totaled nearly $9 million, good for second place. Stock futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
My company designed that sound for a horror film. But I like to play it when I did accounting, invoicing, or scary admin stuff. But now, using Sage One, I play this sound.
Sage One is the simple online app that makes accounting easy, so you can get back to what you love faster. Go from to time is money. Be stingy with it. Visit BeStingy.com now for a free month of Sage One.
We live in a world where entire fortunes can disappear in seconds. There is, however, one investment so safe, no investor has ever lost a dime of principal or a nickel of interest. Municipal bonds backed by the leader in bond insurance, Assured Guarantee. With a quarter century of experience and $12 billion in claims-paying resources, ask your financial advisor about Assured Guarantee. For investors who embrace possibilities, but invest in certainties.
Thank you for trusting me with your mortgages for the last 15 years. I'm now happy to be able to provide solutions for your retirement and investing needs. I am Debbie Davis. I'm now able to help with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I understand the importance of a decision to hire an investment advisor, so call me for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
When it's all said and done, are you more likely to look back and regret things you did do or things you didn't do? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
Hi, I'm Senator Mike Lee. On October 1st, millions of Americans will have to begin enrolling in Obamacare. Many could lose their doctors and be forced to pay higher premiums and higher taxes. Obamacare is unaffordable and it's unfair. The president has exempted big businesses, but middle-class Americans will still have to comply. Republicans in Congress can stop Obamacare if they simply refuse to fund it. I'm working to lead this effort, but I need your help. Please tell Congress, don't fund Obamacare.
Please join Senator Mike Lee in the fight to stop the implementation of Obamacare. Call toll-free 1-800-460-9591 to sign the official voice petition to defund Obamacare. Again, please call 1-800-460-9591 in the next 5 minutes to make your voice heard. This is our best chance to stop Obamacare. That number again, 1-800-460-9591. Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. SenateConservatives.com.
One great way to discover how to live a happy life is to figure out how happy people do it. And overwhelmingly, what they say is
to leave no regrets. One of the things that I discovered in talking to these people is that almost no one regretted a risk they took in their life that didn't work out.
John Izzo, author of the book The Five Secrets You Must Discover Before You Die, interviewed 250 people to figure out where happiness really comes from.
People didn't say, you know, I went for love, it didn't work out, I regret that, I wrote that book, it got rejected, I regret that. What people said is the things they regretted were the things they didn't do. And I began to realize that one of the secrets to living well and dying happy was to make sure that you weren't ruled by fear in your life. That if there was something that you wanted to do, you would go for it, knowing that failure is not actually the greatest fear at the end of life. The greatest fear at the end of life is to say, I wish I had or I should have.
Another secret to a happy life, be true to yourself.
Whether it's in the choice of your career, the way you live your life. And they also told me, in essence, that each one of us has an inner voice that tells us whether we're being true to ourselves, and that we listen to that voice. You know, we find happiness. If we don't listen to it, we're really at peril of winding up being unhappy.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
WTAW News Time, 28 minutes from 7. The temperature is 70. Details of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. I'm Bill Oliver. Five local public safety employees will be honored on Thursday with the Star of Texas Award, created in 2003 to recognize first responders injured or killed in the line of duty. This year's recipients includes College Station policeman Justin Elke. He was among those hit by gunfire in August of last year during a shooting spree on Fidelity Street that killed three people. Also receiving the award, the Bryan firemen who died and were critically burned in the Knights of Columbus Hall fire in February, Mitch Moran, Ricky Manti, Greg Pickard, and Eric Wallace. The Texas National Guard's asking Attorney General Greg Abbott for a legal opinion about granting benefits to same-sex couples. Abbott says that opinion will take a while.
We're going to be getting input from any interested party that wants to weigh in on this opinion request, and that way we benefit from the legal reasoning and analysis of people across the state of Texas.
Abbott says he plans to issue an opinion in about 6 months. Texas, one of three state guard units that have refused to process requests for benefits filed by same-sex spouses. The National Security Agency has come under fire again. Over the weekend, a German publication reported the NSA can access users' data on all major smartphones. Congressman Bill Forrest of Bryan, a critic of the NSA's current leadership, says there would have been no problem if they would abide by current laws.
Unfortunately, as with many bureaucrats, some things happen that have gone too far. And so the good news is that the Intelligence Act is going to be rewritten this year, and we're going to re-box them to secure them.
During last week's town hall meeting, Forrest says he doesn't want to shut down the NSA.
How many of you have an alarm system on your home? Okay, I do. How many of you want to leave it off all the time? I don't want to go back to where we were before 9/11 and have an intelligence back here. So the NSA does great work. It's just they've gone too far.
The German report found internal documents that did not indicate the NSA was conducting mass surveillance of phone users, but rather those techniques were used to eavesdrop on specific individuals. One down, one to go for authorities from the July 30th armed robbery of the Commerce National Bank on East 29th in Bryan. Harris County officials say 42-year-old Brian Champion of Houston turned himself in, and he's awaiting transport to the Brazos County Jail. Yet to be found a Calvert man, 27-year-old Eric Portis Jr. He's wanted for the robbery and before that, stealing the getaway car and trying to kidnap the owner. Thousands of dollars of electronics, toys, and furniture that wound up at local resale stores and pawn shops were stolen from a dozen victims at one self-storage business. College Station police say they can confirm three of the victims from thefts at the former A1 mini storage on Welburn Road can be traced to a local couple. 32-year-old David Vinny was sentenced to prison earlier this summer for illegal use of a credit card belonging to an elderly person. 36-year-old Joanne Spurgeon's awaiting trial on the same charge. According to the arrest report, victims directed police to the stores where their stolen merchandise was for sale. Store management told detectives they were told the couple brought in merchandise cleaned out of storage units as directed by the owner. Detectives were called back a week later to one of the stores where management reported the couple had returned to sell more items. In all, Spurgeon and Vinny are accused of selling 47 items to pawn shops and more than 30 to resale stores. A 20-year-old considered to be a frequent customer at the Northgate Bar is accused of stealing a tip jar. An employee of Basil Whippets told College Station police when he tried to stop George Smith Jr. of Southlake, there was a struggle. The glass jar burst, cutting an employee in the bicep and requiring a trip to the emergency room for treatment. An officer on bicycle patrol was stopped by a witness who pointed toward Smith. He's out of jail following his arrest early Saturday morning for stealing the tip jar from the upstairs bar, which contained $114, along with public intoxication, resisting arrest, and resisting transport to jail. Bryan police say they got confessions that cleared three burglaries and thefts this summer at Lake Bryan. That was after showing surveillance video and learning two 18-year-olds were bragging about what they had done. Elijah Murray and Justin Contreras were still in jail this morning, unable to post $10,000 bonds. They're accused of stealing more than $5,000 cash, taking property valued at $1,000, and causing more than $5,000 in property damage. You might recall last week the fight between rival gangs believed to be the motive from a stabbing death at Spring High School. Last night, a memorial service for the student resulted in mourners at Spring Baptist Church diving for cover when they heard gunfire outside the church. No one was hurt. No arrests have been made. We're about a month away from the new four-lane highway on Highway 21 opening from near Curtin to FM 974. Starting this morning, access on and off 21 to and from Democrat Road will be blocked to complete the widening project, which began last November. One thing is certain: when bidding ends in 3 days, the most expensive license plate ever sold in Texas will be bought by an Aggie bidding for the license plate reading 12th Man with an A&M logo and a maroon background, has now hit $35,000.
Just like your license plate is unique and mine is too, there can be only one plate ever in the state of Texas that says 12THMAN.
That's Kim Drummond at MyPlates.com, and what you actually buy is the right to buy the plate. Your annual car registration fee is on top of that. WTAW News Time's 23 minutes from 7. The temperature is 70. News brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news after 7, anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
How important is it for your high school senior to stay in school, perhaps obtain a scholarship for college, or maybe even win a new car? Atkinson Toyota Scion is proud to bring you the second year of the Atkinson It Pays to Stay program. One lucky high school senior in the Brazos Valley with perfect attendance their senior year will win a brand new Scion TC from Atkinson Toyota Scion. Only graduating high school seniors may register. Go to AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com. Registration deadline is October 1st, 2013.
Grab your family and friends and come to the Brazos County Expo on Tuesday, September 17th for the Taste of Home Cooking School. Learn new recipes and helpful cooking tips and techniques, fun door prizes, and great cooking ideas. Tickets on sale for $12 at HEB Villa Maria Store in Bryan, Celebrity Spa and Salon in College Station, the Brazos County Expo Complex, and the Eagle. Brought to you in part by the Eagle, Atkinson Toyota, Celebrity Spa and Salon, HEB, Factory Builder Stores, and Ashley Furniture Home Store.
Honey, where'd you go?
Home.
You've left me in the forest. What am I supposed to do?
Check your laptop for AggielandHelpWanted.com.
You left me in the forest!
Get a job. They have hundreds of local jobs. Drivers, electricians, plumbers, heating, air, and post your resume. It's free.
This is crazy! Get away!
Are you okay?
Well, I thought I saw a big bear.
Well, check it out, AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Actually, it was a bunny rabbit, but it was big!
Long name, amazing results.
640, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill, bell-bottom piers, and lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net. All right, here are the numbers for you.
High pressure, it's going to be with us, and all that sunshine is certainly going to lead to some warm temperatures. It'll be 95 to 100 degrees. Maybe a thunderstorm will pop up late this afternoon. Tonight, a few clouds. Lows will fall back to 73 to 78. Sunshine during the day tomorrow. The risk of an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 95. A few clouds, 75 tomorrow night. Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny. The risk of a thunderstorm, highs will be around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Have a full lineup back, a full roster back with the guys who have been out will be nice.
That's Johnny Manziel about Alabama. He spoke to the media after the game on Saturday. We'll get you caught up with that. High school football action. The NFL started this weekend. Major League Baseball and the pennant race, plus more. We'll do it for you here in about 12 minutes.
Long has the state of Texas been in the crosshairs of the Department of Justice for any number of reasons.
Oh, yeah, they love us there.
Yeah, they do.
That's not going away anytime soon.
No, it's not. And as Bill had in his news, it's like the judges said, okay, you can use the maps that you've drawn, but don't get used to them. They've decided... And this is probably a good thing. I don't know if those maps should be what they are or not, but if you'll remember, they screwed up the primary election dates and squoze everything up, and that made it really tough on the politicians, and we don't want to make things tough on our elected officials.
Absolutely
oh,
not.
Oh, mercy not.
Because they'll make it tough on us. And so the judges have said, okay, you can go ahead and use those maps you got right now for the 2014 primaries for the congressional legislative races, but you need to get it fixed. We're just telling you. So they shook a finger at us and said, legislature, you need to do it right. So, or the judges will draw it up. So we'll see what happens. And by the way, the primary elections have been set for March the 4th, in case you are keeping score.
Yeah, I just received an email from another candidate declaring his candidacy for a railroad commission.
Oh.
Emailed it to Roger. When was the last time there was a Roger in the newsroom?
Well, it's been a while. In the newsroom?
It was sent to the news email address.
Oh, gosh.
And telling Roger I've announced my candidacy.
That's before the second incarnation of Chase, actually, I think. Roger Greer, yeah. Man, that was a long time ago. Well, glad they've got an up-to-date email list then.
You bet.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe they'll call and ask for Roger.
Good luck to them.
See how that works out. Michael McCall, who's rich and in Congress.
And, well.
He was on Meet the Press yesterday. Because they're discussing this Syria thing. And, I mean, and I want you to think about this. Today, the president, he's going to, you know, address the nation tomorrow night about Syria, okay? Because he wouldn't dare do it on Monday night because of the football. The president will sit down for interviews today with ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, CNN, and Fox.
Who cumulatively will attract, what, about 10% of the nation's audience?
Well, that's why I'm sure he'll go on The View as well. Now, I'm just thinking. I mean, what if this had been Harry Truman or Dwight? Can you see Harry Truman on The View?
Actually, we can blame Woodrow Wilson. Did you see CBS this morning yesterday?
I did see that.
The Sunday morning show?
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
It was. That's why I watched that show. It's really good. So he's going to go out and try to sell this idea as if he fully, wholeheartedly believes in it. I mean, ever since he said that red line thing, he's been backing away from that puppy like a crawfish.
Oh, he's just been lying. I didn't say that.
Yeah. So, I mean, they talk about all these surgical strikes. You know, basically what they've done is obviously given Syria time to deconstruct anything that they had, move them all over the place so that the so-called precision strikes that the Obama administration would want us to believe were going to happen are nigh to impossible now because everything's probably diffused over a wide area. Not going to do boots on the ground, okay? So that's fine.
Yet.
Yeah. Well, and again, the WHYY, this is a PBS person, said the best case.
What, talk to Terry Gross or something?
Yeah, well, same company, same station. The best case outcome for an attack on Syria is that the American taxpayers for years will be stuck paying the bill for reconstructing Syria after we attack it. The worst case scenario is that young Americans will lose their lives in a widening war. That from Jan Ting, who is a commentator on that Philadelphia public broadcaster. But, I mean, the thing that maybe now he's understanding is he would not be the first president who had his administration destroyed by a war that was unpopular. See Lyndon Johnson. And again, I don't think he believes it. I don't think he believes in the idea. It's just he, once again, shot off his
well,
mouth.
Well, then I go back to Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah.
I mean, he truly believed, among other things, in establishing the League of Nations, which got shot down big time.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, at least believe in it.
Right. And this guy really doesn't. So. And he had his chief of staff made the rounds yesterday talking about all this. And it's just generally not going to happen. Now, the Senate committee last week voted it out, so that means that the full Senate will vote on it, and maybe they'll pass it. But we certainly heard from Bill Flores why he is opposed to it, and there are a lot of them who are. And so
I bet you they're all getting an earful in town hall meetings.
Well, I think they are, probably. I think that's probably right. But it's just the bottom line is, we have waited too long Had it been a sudden attack, you might have been able to find these weapons. And again,
and that's what I admire about Bush 41 with Desert Storm.
Right. He said, "I did this. You know, it's done."
Yeah. And, let's speak of it in past tense.
Yeah. By the time you know about it, it's already happened.
By the time we got to Phoenix,
It was already gone. So, anyhow, that's where we are, and the president will be around, and you know, we just don't see him enough anyway. So I'm glad he'll be on TV.
Just
a lot.
Screwing up his golf game, I tell you.
Well, it is. That's the thing, is his handicap is going to go through the roof.
Green Teams welcomes Capture Technology at Crescent Point to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Capture Technology at Crescent Point uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 14th, it's grafting tomatoes. Grafting is often done to increase yields and help combat pests and disease. Come learn how to do it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There are some great plants waiting for you just down the street. They're special plants of the fall, and they're hoping you'll be by the garden center sometime soon to pick them up. They could change the way you think about fall gardening in Texas, and you don't want to miss the chance to watch their magic unfold in your garden. I'll be back with special plants of the season right after this message. Are insects destroying your lawn from above and below ground? Well, you can end that damage now with Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer for soil and turf. This product kills surface insects in 24 hours and soil insects for up to 3 months. The insects are killed when they come into contact with the product, and they're killed when they attempt to eat the plant. You get them either way. This exclusive two-way formula is the only product that combines two targeted chemistries into one granule to achieve maximum protection from insects. This long-lasting formula gives up to 90 days insect protection. It won't wash away with irrigation or rain. Use it on lawns, ground covers, flowers, trees, and shrubs, and along building foundations. Check the label for a complete listing of the insects that Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer will eliminate. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. The beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science. Better results. It's BayerAdvanced.com. If we're going to talk about special plants for the fall, let's start with Salvia leucantha. It's more easily remembered as Mexican bush sage. It's one of the really showy large salvias. It's native to southwest Texas. It's root hardy in all but the coldest winter weather. It's the tallest of our salvias, making it the perfect backdrop to mums, marigolds, and other fall flowers. In flower, it can be 4 feet tall and 3 feet wide. There's a more compact version. It's called Santa Barbara. And you can also pinch the growing tip out of the regular Mexican bush sage in late spring to keep it more compact. Fall asters are old-time plants that you see in many early neighborhoods of Texas. If you trim it lightly in May to keep it compact, it will grow to 30 inches tall by fall. It has graceful, fine foliage that's topped for several showy weeks each fall by small, daisy-like lavender blue flowers. The bloom time may vary by several weeks, but it usually will flower during September or early October. Like the Mexican bush sage, it will die to the ground over the winter. Just trim off the old stubble and wait for new growth to emerge the following spring. Queen's wreath is a South Texas favorite. It's great, and it's a fast vine to 30 to 40 feet tall and wide, although it can be kept more compact, either by growing it on a smaller support or by keeping it trimmed. However, it does grow pretty luxuriantly, and so that trimming could take a lot of your time. Its coral pink flowers are eye-catching in the fall, especially when it's contrasted against the darker, more traditional fall shades of red, burgundy, yellow, and orange. It's hardy in about the southern half of the state. I like flowery Senna. Senna corymbosa used to be called Cassia corymbosa. It's a sister to our popular candle tree. However, this one is shrubby. It may be damaged by cold weather in the northern half of the state. It covers itself with rich, buttery yellow blooms each fall, the perfect complement to shorter bronze, red, or purple mums.
Red Wing is a perennial shrub with glossy dark green leaves. It grows to 3 to 5 feet tall and wide, and it produces masses of yellow blossoms that are followed by rich red winged fruit. As a package of flowers and fruit on the plants at the same time in the fall, it's beautiful. It's called Red Wing, Heteropterus argentea. Fall crocus, finally, is my favorite bulb of all. It's a bright yellow, a beautiful plant this time of the year. I'm Neil Sperry. Good landscapes are easier with plans. I'll have details in our next program. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It's 6:51. In high school action this past Friday, Consol almost had another nail-biter on their hands, edging out Waco Midway 44-41, running their record to 2-0. The Bryan Vikings moved to 1-1 and had a little better balance on offensive attack and beat Magnolia 42-28. Rudder stayed 0 for the season, stumbling to El Campo 41-0. Navasota stayed undefeated, blanking Cold Spring 24-0. College Station High remained unbeaten, trashing Richter Catholic 70-20, and St. Joe's had the night off. For a more in-depth look at your favorite team, you can go to BrazosFootball.com. On now to the big boys at the big school. Johnny Manziel threw for 426 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 interception, and ran for another score in less than 3 quarters to give number 7 Texas A&M a 65-28 win over Sam Houston. Here's Coach Sumlin on Johnny Football's performance.
He was very efficient, and we made a mistake, probably a poor play call down there in the red zone. Linebacker didn't even move. You know, I thought there was some maturity shown on the scrambles, the ability to throw the ball away and not take big losses and throw the ball out of the back of the end zone and take care of the football in times that maybe last year he had just slung it up in the middle of the field.
A&M's suspension-depleted defense was burned for several big plays by the Bearcats. Sam Houston's Timothy Flanders had 170 yards rushing with 2 scores and added yet another TD on a reception. Johnny Manziel spoke with the media after the game. The questions went almost immediately from Sam Houston to Alabama, and here's his thoughts on where they are with the Crimson Tide.
Feels like another game. Feels like week 3 of the season. Got to continue to get better as a team, continue to get better on every aspect, offense, defense, special teams. Have a full lineup back, a full roster back with the guys who have been out will be nice. For us, just continue to get better like we did last year, week by week, continue to get better and see how things go.
And, of course, being the cover boy on Time Magazine about players being paid to play college football, he was asked that.
That's a decision that's way over my head. My mindset, my stuff going on right now is be focused for the next week and make sure our team's focused. So it's way above me.
Now, with the win, A&M bumped to number 6 in the AP Top 25, so it's officially Alabama week, number 1 against the number 6. ESPN's College Game Day will be there again this year, and they'll kick things off in the Simpson Drill Field, kickoff set for the football game at 2:30. A&M soccer ran undefeated through their own tournament this weekend until running into Baylor. The Aggies played the Bears to a 0-0 draw last night. A&M senior setter Ali Swanski posted a triple-double, and 3 other players tallied double figures in kills to help them win over UTSA and win the tournament outright with a 3-0 record. The Dallas Cowboys beat Eli Manning for the first time at Jerry World with six takeaways in the 36-31 victory over the New York Football Giants last night. And here's Cowboys coach Jason Garrett.
Obviously, the turnovers were the story of the game. We took it away from them 6 times. It's been a huge point of emphasis for us from minute 1. It's a great feeling as a coaching staff when your players are able to take that emphasis from the practice field into the ball game to start the season.
Tony Romo threw 2 scoring passes to Jason Witten. Manning threw 3 touchdown passes to Victor Cruz. And New York had a chance to come back despite all the mistakes, but fell just short. Texas kick off their Monday night schedule tonight. They've got the second game. They'll kick things off at 9:15. ESPN reported Denver Broncos want to recoup some of their star linebacker Von Miller's signing bonus in light of the 6-game suspension for violating the league's drug abuse policies. The team wants to reclaim about $1.5 million of the $13-plus million signing bonus he got for signing back in 2011. Miller is expected to fight any such efforts. The Texas Rangers beat the Los Angeles Angels 4-3 yesterday. Rangers remain a game and a half out of first place in the AL West. Rangers manager Ron Washington was very pleased with his team's effort.
Oh, it was a very good win. We needed it bad. You know, we went out there and we got on the board first, and they came back and took a lead, but we didn't give in. We just kept fighting, and we were able to make some things happen good.
Texas will play Pittsburgh tonight, first pitch at 7:05. Seth Smith homered during a 7-run third inning to help the Athletics beat the Stros 7-2. Serena Williams won the U.S. Open, and Jonathan Steele had a goal and assist to help the New York Red Bulls rout the Houston Dynamo in soccer last night 4-1. And that's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Chris, late for swim practice, no?
I decided it wasn't really my thing.
But you liked swimming, and with your grades down last semester, at least it could help with college. Oh, some kid, Frank, came by. I knocked on your door, but you didn't answer. Hey, where are your new sneakers?
Oh, I forgot them at school.
Well, you seem to be forgetting a lot lately.
The signs are there. So is our help. For advice on coping with teen drug use, visit the partnership at drugfree.org.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you own a business, we know that obtaining the right insurance can be a difficult task. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we have many years of experience helping businesses find the right coverage. Whether your business is a professional office, a biotech startup, or a large manufacturing plant, our team at W.E. Gibson is confident that we can help you find the best coverage at a competitive premium to meet your bottom line. We are a trusted choice independent agency, and you are just one call away in discovering that we are the best choice for personal and professional expertise when it comes to your business insurance needs. Call me today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by our new College Station office at the corner of Longmire and Deacon.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, our helpful experts will be happy to show you all the pluses of our LED bulbs, like the fact that four LEDs use less energy than one incandescent. Plus, LEDs glow like incandescent bulbs, but last hundreds of times longer. Plus, they're some of the most beautiful light bulbs you've ever seen. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we have LEDs that are perfect for lamps, recessed lighting, spotlights, and even decorative lights. We can show you just how much money you can save by replacing your current light bulbs with super energy-efficient LEDs. And because LEDs give off the same warm, inviting light you're used to, you probably won't even notice the difference until you get your electric bill. So, for a light bulb with a lot of pluses, try an LED from Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs and save $8 on selected LED light bulbs now through September 30th after rebate. Located in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.